and welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me, as always, Ray Brewer, the master of high school sports. And man, it is your, I don't even know what to say. It's like Christmas come early for you, high school football starting.
Yeah, it's here, man. Thursday one game, Friday a slew of games, and we're rocking and rolling. A few months, we'll be talking state championship, I'm sure. It always seems to go so fast, but we're all looking forward to the opening kickoff, Steve, as you are too, I'm sure.
Yeah, what? Real quick, jump into it. Game of the week.
Game of the week, I'd have to say, would be Green Valley Centennial. Two teams that are middle of the road that are relying on young players this year. Centennial did not lose a game on the freshman or JV levels last year. 13 of those kids will start on varsity. They know how to win. It might take a while. This might be a transition year for them, but I think Centennial could be a team to beat down the road. Green Valley lost a lot of its offense, Steve, but they have a great line. They have a running back named Travise Jackson who was ineligible last year, and he will be a difference maker. That's going to be a good game. With that being said, if Centennial Green Valley is one of the top games out there, it's not the strongest week of sorts in terms of going out to see some good football, but be some other good games too.
Has there ever been first week games where, you know, the top school here goes and plays like the top school in California? Has there ever been a tradition of that? You know, it seems like a lot of our top teams are kind of playing, you know, like those easy non-conference games that colleges play.
Yeah, they just now started, and this was second year last weekend where McQueen, the Nevada large school champion, played a team from Arizona, Arizona's large school champion. And that was in its second year. McQueen actually got destroyed pretty good. It was created by a sports writer in Arizona. He died. He left money to support the game between the Nevada and Arizona champions. So I think it's a pretty good deal. But other than that, I remember one year Del Sol played Vegas 3 years ago, which were two powerhouse teams. And some of the better schools like Vegas like to go out and play somebody from Utah or Northern Nevada. This year they host Douglas to open the season, Douglas from the Reno area. Gorman had a few years ago traveled to Missouri and Texas in the same year, which was good. But for the most part, especially with the budget in Nevada being so tight, it's wherever you could hop on a school bus and play, you're going to go.
Any look at the top teams, Las Vegas hosting Douglas. Gorman is going up to Utah, and Palo Verde's traveling to Spring Valley. Any upsets of the big three?
I don't see any upsets happening, but I'm very interested to see what happens with all of them. Las Vegas loses its quarterback, Amir Lopez, its running back, Reggie Bullock. They're being replaced by two sophomores. Everybody expects Vegas to return to its dominant self. They didn't look good in the scrimmage against Arbor View on Saturday. Really, really curious to see how Las Vegas looks, as I think a lot of people. As you know, they're the, you know, six-time defending Sunrise champion. Gorman at Dixie. Dixie's a real good team. They're big. They're physical. That's in Utah. Gorman, its first game with Tony Sanchez. How are they going to react to his offense, his high-energy style? Finally, they could put everything in action and play. I think everybody wants to see how Gorman looks. Not that they looked awful last year. I mean, 26-2 over the last 2 years. The defense is just awesome. It's going to be great again this year. Look for Gorman not to give up a lot of points. And, you know, hey, Palo Verde, they were 1 point away from the state title. They open against Spring Valley. They've got a few new kids into the team, like Ernest Hall, the transfer from Del Sol. How are those guys going to blend in and the new style of offense that Coach Ross runs? You know, they lost so many folks from last year's team, so many key contributors. Is Palo going to pick up where they left off? Is it going to be a situation where, you know, maybe it's going to take a while for them to get everything moving back in the right direction? So three powers, three question marks. They'll all be answered, though, on Friday night.
Okay, and the season really starts on Thursday because there's TV this year. Chaparral, your Cowboys, going to Silverado. How's your beloved school going to do this year?
I'm a little nervous for him. Donnie Davis, first-year coach for the Cowboys. Not enough kids for a JV team, so they've got a ton of 10th graders on the varsity. And from what I heard about their scrimmages, they're a little weak and a little small on the line. Their quarterback, whose name I don't know, was like 5'5". So it's probably a rebuilding phase right now for Chaparral. And, you know, Silverado returned 17 starters. They're real strong all over. And they closed last year so bad, Silverado, that they're going to come out, and this is going to be a statement game for these guys. They're going to be the only game in town that Thursday. They have
That's on TV?
It's on TV, the first game on the TV. They have aspirations of doing a lot of good things. I think Chaparral might be a deer in the headlights. Look for the running clock, maybe even at the end of this game. On the TV thing, I've seen a few ads. Is it Vegas T or no, WB or Channel 12 on Cox Cable? I watch this show, 2.5 Men, religiously. It's a great
I'm
hour.
I'm sure you should admit that on the radio.
Oh, it's great. What do you mean? 2.5 Men parlayed to a Seinfeld parlayed to
That's
a
like
two
our
and a half
podcast.
Men.
That's what it should be called, 2.5 Men.
2.5 Men, yes. But I've seen the commercials. I'm looking forward to watching the I would love to see Shap in person, but I think I'm more curious to see how this is going to look on TV, Shap Silverado.
Well, yeah, and I guess they're supposed to be doing profiles of each school, you know, at halftime. So maybe they'll actually maybe did they interview you? I mean, we've got to be the most famous alum.
No, the guy who created CSIs from Chaparral.
I did not know that.
Yeah, go on Wikipedia. We got a lot of alumni. Two guys in the band, The Killers, are from Chaparral. I went to school with them both. Yeah.
What happened to you?
We had a motto when I was there. Excellence in academics, athletic, and activities.
What are you good at, activities?
State championship, baby.
Uh-huh. How about kicking it off, basic Boulder City, the jug game? Who gets the jug?
Wow. Boulder City much improved in Coach Alex Kazel's second year. I will tell you they're not in football shape right now. Boulder City is a 3A school. Their kids play football, they play basketball, they play baseball. They're involved in every sport.
Yeah, a couple on the swim team, I think, too.
A few on the swim team, track team that was 1 point away from state. And so they're not really into football game shape. They scrimmaged against Shadow Ridge last Saturday. And the Shadow Ridge coach told me that they were a little winded, Boulder City. I talked to one of the Shadow Ridge assistants. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go. Basic lost so much, though. They lost most of their offense. Basic reports that, you know, hey, we filled those hoses, we're going to be okay. I still think it's going to be a close game. Tons of history in the game. They've been playing since the 1940s, Steve. The winner gets this milk jug, and they painted the school's colors. Boulder City's coach used to coach at Basic. Basic's assistant coach used to be the head coach at Boulder City. They run virtually the same offense. It should be a good game in the end, though. I do like Basic to prevail.
Okay. A game that we've disagreed on, Del Sol at Valley. What's going to happen there?
Well, I see why you like that. I like Del Sol. Steve likes Valley. And I don't hate you for liking Valley because
they have
the best player in the game, who's going to be Garrett Warden, the speedster who's going to Arizona. And when the kid
runs faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, he 10-3 100-meter dash. He holds the state record in the 100 and 200. When he gets the ball in open space, he goes. But here's how the game's going to go. Del Sol's going to call heads. They're going to win the coin toss. They're going to get the ball. They're going to go on a 17-play, 80-yard drive. They're going to take about nine minutes off the clock.
Times.
They're going to run. They're going to pound it. 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 This name, Chris Marshall, he's a sophomore, folks. He will be a stud, an absolute stud for Del Sol. He takes over for Derek Eamon, who graduated, for Ernest Hall, who went to Palo Verde. He scored 3 touchdowns in a scrimmage, 3 carries, 3 touchdowns, no questions asked. Zarek Reed's going to be the fullback. He's a stud. On defense, they got a kid, Kip Canyon. Del Sol, Steve, they've been in the championship game the last 3 years in the Sunrise. They lost a lot, don't get me wrong, but when you run the football like that, you control the game, you control the clock. Valley might have better athletes in a few positions. Valley doesn't have the line, nor does it have the depth to keep up with Del Sol. Mark
right, we'll
it down,
see about
baby.
Del Sol. Right, well, we'll see about that. Interesting game. First game for Sunrise Mountain and against Clark, maybe the only victory for either of these teams. I don't know.
Clark has got a tailback, Andrew Clay, who is a good runner. Clark, as we know, has struggled, and they're a team that is looking for any kind of positive momentum. But it's tough for a first-year school that's just rolling out the football for the, you know, the very first time, that has a handful of kids from Desert Pines, a handful of kids from El Dorado, a handful of kids from Mojave, to come together and wear that same uniform and play. They've only been together for a few months. I can't see a God willing, if Sunrise Mountain wins this game, I'd be embarrassed, because Clark, man, used to be the Palo Verde, dude. It used to be.
When was this? Before I was born?
No. This is when I was a kid. It would be Shap and
Before
Clark.
I was born,
when
like I said.
When I was a freshman at Chaparral, we played Clark in a double overtime classic game.
What do you mean we? You weren't on the team.
I was in the stands. It was like my first high school football game. I fell in love right there on that game.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is Clark used to be the Palo. Clark used to be the Gorman. And for them to lose to a school like Sunrise Mountain, and nothing against Sunrise Mountain, I'm sure good things are going to happen there, but it's a first-year school, not even on the radar. This is Clark, man. Middle of the city, Vegas, tough Clark. I'd be so disappointed.
Wow.
No way that happens.
Maybe you start wearing Clark shirts this year.
Well, if they got one, I'll wear it.
Okay. All right. Well, one more game that you know, caught my eye here, and Bonanza Foothill. I know you're high on Foothill.
I like Foothill, and this is a game, really, it could go either way. Nobody knows much about either of the two teams, but the one thing I know about Foothill is that they run the ball and they play great at home. And the game's at Foothill, and they got a junior tailback, Connor Ofa, who is going to really turn some heads as well. I think he has a breakout game. He puts himself on the map here. Bonanza had a great year last year, winning record in the playoffs, but they did lose three of their last four games. And we'll see where they we'll see if they build off it. Put me down for Foothill. I think you picked Bonanza, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a leg up on you. We come into week two. But
no, it's all good. Like I said, that's going to be a coin flip. Which way does the wind blow type of game?
Absolutely. Well, for more of our picks, and we have tons of high school coverage, pretty much an insane amount online right now, LasVegasSun.com. You can hear from every single head coach, scouting reports, photos, stories, the whole deal. Log on to LasVegasSun.com. And also, Ray, I think you're going to be making some TV appearances this season. You're always on the radio, always here on our podcast. So we've got your fill for high school sports. LasVegasSun.com is it. It's the only website you need this season. And everything starts this Thursday night, Chaparral Silverado. And then we go into full swing Friday night. So be sure to log on, LasVegasSun.com.